Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Down.
A little London Leather Boys by Accept, a real heavy metal 80s classic there. I'm with Emily Striegel. Emily, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. And we went out last night and just had an amazing time. And thanks to you, because initially I was thinking we weren't going to go last night. I was supposed to be away on a ski trip, and we were going to go see Dirk Schneider when they played in New Jersey in April, but you convinced me to go out last night, and thank you, because that was so much fun.
I knew you would not regret it.
Yeah, it was just great. I mean,
I know what's best for you.
Yes, you do. And it's the band Dirk Schneider, which is essentially the band UDO, but they're going under this other name, Dirk Schneider, which is maybe a little confusing, but I understand why they're doing it, because they're not playing UDO songs. They're playing all stuff from Udo Dirk Schneider's time in Accept. So it was basically the band UDO playing all Accept songs under.
And this isn't their first tour doing this.
Right, under the name Dirk Schneider. Mm-hmm. And yeah, not their first tour doing it. And you talked to them about that, I guess, a day before the concert. You went into the city and sat down with them when they had first arrived in New York, right before their first show of this this tour. And you sat down with who?
I sat down with Udo, his son Sven, and Fitty. And Fitty's been with Udo now since like 92 or something, 93. I forget the year, but
right,
for a long time now.
Yes.
And they were amazing. We had so much fun.
And you did a short interview with them, and then you hung out with them and got all the real stories.
I know.
Which has happened before. That's happened numerous times.
This is my style.
Times.
This is really, really bad.
Yeah.
You've been doing the podcasting thing for a long time. I have not. So I tend to get a little bit nervous and uptight or whatever doing the interview, but you know how much I love socializing. So as soon as I turn the recorder off and they order a round of beers,
right,
2 hours later, I have like everyone's life story and the recorder wasn't on. But I mean, I have so many fun stories that I can share.
Yeah, very cool. And on that note, let's get into this interview that you did with the band Dirk Schneider. And again, guys, go check this tour out, because it's so great. Emily and I will be going back to see it a second time when they come to New Jersey at the famed Stone Pony Rock Club down by the Jersey Shore there. We're going to check that out in April. So do yourself a favor. It's so good. And Udo's voice just sounds great. Again, if you're a fan of the Balls to the Wall record, the Metal Heart record, the Russian Roulette record, you will not be disappointed, because they pull heavy from these records in the set list. So much great stuff. And without further ado, let's check out this interview.
Hello, Talking Metal listeners. This is Emily Striegel coming at you from New York City. And I have the honor of having a fun bunch here today on a rainy day in New York City. I've got Udo and Sven Dirk Schneider, as well as Fitty. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, very good. Yesterday, just arrived yesterday, and everything is fine. Yesterday was much warmer. Today is raining. So we are not here for holiday.
You brought the rainy weather from Germany, from Deutschland, right?
But coming from Germany. I live in Spain, so
it
was much warmer. You can see.
You've got it. Have you had a chance to enjoy anything yet? So you came in yesterday.
Yes.
Do you like New York City?
Yeah, of course. It's a big city. For me, like, you know, living in Spain, let's say on an island, there are not so much people. It's quite busy here, let's say, in this way. Yeah, but it's nice.
It's a little too busy sometimes, right?
Yes, too busy.
So when are you starting out on the tour? Let's talk a little bit about the Dirk Schneider Back to Roots tour, which has returned to the U.S. now.
Yeah, again, the second time. So that was a big surprise, you know, already when we was nearly at the end on the last Dirk Schneider tour here. So everybody said, you have to come back next year. And we said, yeah, come on now. Yeah, and here we are again. But so now, of course, we changed a little bit the set list. And hopefully we're doing more shows than last time. We're doing 36, I think. Yeah, 36 shows. That's a lot, and hopeful that a lot of people are coming, and we're looking forward to this.
And you're still doing all Accept songs on this tour, right?
Yeah, only Accept songs, but also some songs I never played with Accept.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting. So new songs in the set list that you never did with Accept.
Yeah, so I mean, they're definitely one, two, or three. Yeah. I never played with Accept, and then some songs are very rare. Maybe I played it with Accept once a long time ago. So that will be interesting.
And all your fans are going to be really excited about that. I know that for sure. So here we have Fitty, and we have Sven, and we have Udo. Who else is touring with you this time around?
Yeah, this summer is we have one new guy. That's called Bill Hudson, his name, from America, the American guy, but normally from Brazil. But he lives already for, I don't know how many years, 11 years in America. He's living in Florida. Yeah, and then Andrei Smirnov, still from Russia, so very international. And Fitty, I know we are together now for, I don't know, too long already. 20 years or whatever. And Sven, my son, is now, I think, 3 years nearly 3 years.
Yeah, since 2015 I'm in the band, yes, that's right.
That's amazing. And so, and did you both do UDO as well? You both did UDO, right?
Actually, it's the same lineup as we have by UDO. Okay. So it's actually the UDO band. What is quite exciting because it makes a difference when you're a band, know each other and you do all the things together, and it's quite cool.
So Sven, did you have any, what were your projects before you joined Dad?
Actually, I started playing with Saxon in the beginning of 2015. I was on tour with them in 2014, and then Nigel got sick and they asked me if I can do 5 shows for them in the UK as a substitute. And that was pretty much the time when my dad called me and asked if I want to play with UDO. So I went out with Saxon in February, I guess, and we started the Decadent tour in March. That's right, yeah. And pretty much before that I was doing drum tech jobs, and I had my own band in Germany, but nothing serious. So yeah, that was the time when I started.
Okay. So you're in Germany, you didn't move to Spain with that?
No. I'm still German.
What's Fitty's fault? He's become a drummer, you know. Yeah. He started. He was 4 years old, you know, and then he shows him some stuff, you know. Yeah.
You started training him for the.
I just make a long story short. It was Christmas. We were, I don't know which tour it was.
1995, I guess.
1995?
It's cool to be young to have memories. Anyway, so, and Udo bought his son a guitar. So, and they asked Fitty, can you tune the guitar? And this fucking thing couldn't be tuned because I don't know what happened. And I was so messed up, so I said, come on, I cannot tune this guitar. Here, get 2 drumsticks and hit whatever you want. How I could imagine that this happened. Yeah, he was already very cool. I mean, I know he's there. Amazing. Yeah, but that's a story. Make a choice. Okay, it's my fault. I get it.
It's your fault. You wanted that rhythm section to be super tight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Very
it was
cool.
His plane already.
So Sven, did you grow up listening to your dad's music? And if so, what's your favorite Accept album?
I did listen a lot of the songs when I was a kid, and my favorite song was always and still is Metal Heart. So I was like, you know, I never imagined that I get to play it live with my dad on stage. And yeah, so here we are since 3 years already. So time flies.
It's amazing. And I know, you know, we have, you know, Eddie Van Halen, who plays with Wolfgang now. We have Rick Nelson from Cheap Trick, which I saw him play with his son on drums, of course. And now you guys. So what I want to know, what makes the father-son combo? It's not the first time we see this father-son combo work so well. Or, you know, are there challenges that come along with the territory?
I mean, actually, we pretty much enjoy the time we have on tour together. And I mean, it's a great thing. I grew up with it. And I always traveled around when I had holidays from school and so on. And it's actually, for us, it's not really challenging. It's just having fun. And it's cool to look each other on stage into the faces and say like, hey, let's go and let's do this, you know. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's awesome. Very cool. So do you guys plan on continuing stuff with UDO after the Dirk Schneider tour? What are the future plans for UDO?
The future plan is we just finished the recording for the new album. We just start mixing. I hope the guys start mixing our producer, but I still didn't know that. So, and the album is coming out in end of August in Europe, and I think, I don't know, maybe September. Not that, yeah, September in US. And we stopped with Dirk Schneider the middle of October. It's the last show. And wow. Then after the last show with Dirk Schneider, we start rehearsing for a UDO tour. Oh, and then we start touring in November, I think, in Russia. We start in Russia, then touring with UDO. So continue.
Amazing. It's good to be busy. It's really good to be busy. Yeah. That's awesome. And you know, on this tour, I have a question. You had a show scheduled for the Stone Pony in New Jersey, but it's not on your Facebook anymore.
It's not? I think it should be listed.
Is it still happening?
It should be.
April 6th.
April
6th. My birthday.
I gotta wait. Oh, is that your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna bring you presents.
That's it.
I just found out that Udo's playing the Stone Pony on his birthday.
Yes.
So this is a note to anyone.
Bring gifts.
I will bring you. I'm not kidding you. I'll bake you cookies and I'll bring you a present. Okay. I make really good cookies. Okay. So let's talk about what I've been listening to my entire way in, and I haven't heard it. Until just today, is the live Back to the Roots Accepted, the live album that you guys put out in 2017.
Yeah.
It sounds so good. They recorded it really well.
Yeah, I mean, when we record this in Brno, in Czech Republic,
yeah.
I mean, we was already a long time on tour, so of course, everything was tight and everything, worked out very well.
Oh.
So, it was very easy also mixing, that's the band,
Sometimes live albums don't sound that great. This one has a lot of low end. It sounds fantastic.
Always too loud.
Never too loud. I'm a bass. I'm a rhythm section girl. So since you're doing some new songs on this tour, any chance that we'll get a recording this time around?
Let's say in this way. The plan is that we want to record also the second part of the Dirk Schneider tour. But I think that we'll do it on the festival. I don't know exactly where in the summer. And so the plans are, they are working on it. So there will be definitely something coming up from this, also from the second part.
Very cool. What festivals off the top of your head? Do you know which ones you're doing in Europe?
Maybe the Masters of Rock in Czech Republic.
Oh, amazing.
So we have a headline show on there. That means we can do everything, and that can be perfect, yeah.
Okay. So out of curiosity, are you in touch with anyone from the original Accept lineup? Do you pay attention to what they do, or are you just kind of, you do your own thing and that's it?
Let's say this. I wish them. Let's say they're doing also. Let's say not bad, you know. And I think also, when people asking me, what you think about the singer? I mean, Mark is doing a good job. I mean, I think he got some problems when he has to do all this except classic stuff.
Yeah.
It's not so easy for him, but they do their own their thing, and we are doing our thing, So, and that's it. But it's also a reason why I did this Dirk Schneider thing, I was a little bit tired of all this complaining, who's playing the songs better, except or Udo or whatever. And I was like, no, that's it. And for us, then we keep going on with UDO.
And there's only one Udo.
Sorry?
There's only one Udo.
That's true, yeah.
That's
yeah, absolutely. Imagine we would have a double one. we would have worked much more.
That would be good.
Yeah, amazing. No, it's cool. It's always the same thing that a band, it doesn't matter which band, you can name it. It's always the singer who actually gives the direction what it's recognized. So there's only one, and they're the only one. And so let's enjoy so long he's there.
Exactly. Any spots in particular, Fiddy, that you're looking forward to visiting on this tour?
I'm sorry?
Any particular cities that you're looking forward to visiting on this tour? Any favorites?
San Diego.
San
Diego.
San Diego.
Looking forward to.
I've never been to San Diego.
I've never been there too, so I'm really looking forward.
We went there. We went on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
This wooden thing. It's true. I remember. I hope the weather was cool to do that.
The wooden roller coasters are always real jerky, herky jerky. I like the metal roller coasters better.
No,
let's just talk roller coasters for a while.
I'm old fashioned. I'm original.
He's the OG.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today, hanging out with Talking Metal. we're going to sit. I'm going to hang out and have a beer with these guys. This is one of the coolest things ever to be sitting here with Udo Dirkschneider and Sven and Fitty. And we really thank you guys. We wish you best of luck on the tour. We're going to look out for the UDO album coming out. When will it be out?
It will be out in Europe in the end of August, and I think in September in the U.S.
Okay. And maybe we'll get some live tracks, too, on this tour. We'll look forward to that as well. We'll see.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for being on Talking Metal. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A little classic, except from 1986. That's Aiming High off the Russian Roulette record. Those three records, I mean, I know everyone loves Restless and Wild and stuff, but for me, at that time in my life, those three records, Balls to the Wall, Metal Heart, and Russian Roulette, were just really big records for me. And that's
classic, except.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why this set list that we caught by Dirkschneider the other night was so just potent to me, because they you're going to get like three, four, sometimes five songs off of those records. I mean, it's just great. So much good stuff, including that song right there. Aiming High is in the set list. So much fun. And I can't wait for April to see these guys again.
The guitarists were amazing too.
Yes.
I didn't get to interview them or anything, but they're like hardcore shredders. Good dudes.
Yeah, definitely. Great players, and really played the solos and everything, the Wolf solos from the Accept days. They played them really almost note for note most of the time. Very, very, very true to the original recordings, which we appreciate as fans. And you can check Emily out on Instagram, space.pony, right? And you're also on Twitter as Emily Striegel. And please check out the websites. You can go to talkingmetal.com or talkingrock.net. Constant updates, guys. We're putting up a lot of content. It's not just this Talking Metal podcast. There's Talking Rock podcast. There's Metal Raps. There's my video shows. I just posted a video of me and Ron Keel that Emily actually shot the camera for that we recorded.
Sorry if it was unsteady.
No, it was good. It was good. It looks great. So check that out. And that'll do it for today's episode. You can check us out on Patreon too. Patreon, just search Mark Striegel or Talking Metal. Join me there. Make a pledge, $5 or more, and I'll send you a t-shirt, Talking Metal t-shirt. Got like 100 of them in my basement right now, and I've sent out a bunch already. So thank you guys if you've supported us with a Patreon pledge. And if you want a Talking Metal t-shirt, just join me there. A $5 a month pledge or more will get you a Talking Metal t-shirt. All right, cool. And once you do it, once you make the pledge, just send me your shirt size and address. You can send that to mark@talkingmetal.com.
Udo and Sven both took a shirt.
Yeah. I hope to see them wearing it. Yeah.
I hope so too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Cool. And a big thanks to Dustin for lining up the interview that Emily did with Dirk Schneider. Definitely check them out on this leg of the tour. Great stuff. And to take us out, here is a little UDO, something you won't hear on this current Dirk Schneider tour, because it's, of course, UDO, and he's only playing Accept. But this is going back to 1990 with UDO, Heart of Gold. Check it out.
Don't be You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.